Although nuanced, we're asked today to compare God to a stubborn and dishonest judge, to demonstrate how badgering God with requests ultimately pays off. It's not a helpful exercise for me. If things were so, cancer would be cured, we'd have world peace, and I would live on the Amalfi Coast. I think the widow in the story presents a better image of God. She is persistent in resisting injustice, takes it on, and denounces it until justice has been done. We too are to pray and work for justice without wearying, because God never slumbers nor sleeps, never wearies in urging the world on to justice. To be persistent in having faith that justice will one day come is to be like God. I'm much fonder of the image of persistence in prayer in today's first reading, one of the most poignant in Scripture, I think. Moses, amid a battle, stood and prayed with arms raised. And when he was exhausted, Aaron and Hur got on either side of him and held up his arms so that, it says, his hands remained steady until sunset. When we can't pray anymore, when we can't manage another word, somebody will take over, holding us up, steadying us until sunset. In a community of believers, there's always somebody who's got our back and our arm. All the somebodies who've got our back are sacraments of the ultimate somebody who's got our back. Jesus. Badgering Jesus is unnecessary. He's always there. He's always here. We need to be persistent in being attentive to him, to nurture our relationship, to deepen our connection. In loving conversation, we will certainly not find a dispassionate judge, but a confidant, a constant companion, our champion. Persistence in prayer is time well spent, St. Paul says, whether it is convenient